was really nice of you. I'd also appreciate it if you took it with you when you left. Anything isn't there. I have enough weight problems without staring at 8,000 brownies. What we'd like to do, too, is just a welcome of our new members that we have here tonight. Bob Tillerson also told us that he'll be at the next Tuesday rehearsal because he's coming back. He's got a clearance from his doctor, so that works out well. I think everyone knows, I put it online, which I'll discuss now. We've got to have some kind of means of being able to communicate. I think everyone's on the secret group, the closed group for the Corps. That's where I'm going to try to put the information, so we really appreciate it. You don't have to check it every day because I'm not printing anything every day, but if you could look at least once a week or something, make sure that something's on there. If for some reason you're not into Facebook, then I'll just tell me, I'll email you. If you don't do email, I'll come to your house and tell you. How's that? Deal. We'll try to check the Facebook site on occasion for things that are happening. As everyone knows what the dues are, and there is a slight increase in the Kowloon. The reason is that for 2 years in a row now, the Kowloon's increased their fee to us, so we're just basically passing on the extra couple of dollars that they're charging us. Regarding the bus, we passed out a form for how you want to get to York, and we'd really appreciate it if everyone had that back next month with a $25 check. As everyone knows, the $25 doesn't come close to covering the cost of the trip. But we're trying to just do everything we can for the Corps without costing any more than necessary. We're also asking, because of that, that everyone try to be a little diligent in paying their dues and the Kowloon money and the raffle money, because we're really going to need it as we go forward. We're constantly looking for horns and equipment and always considering new uniform situations and all that, so we'd really appreciate it. Now, in regard to York, as you know, we got a bus that will seat 55. We're prepared to take on an extra van, and we know a few people are driving down on their own, so it's really important to us that when you return it, try to give it as best a guess as to what you plan on doing so we can make plans so we know exactly what we have to look into. In terms of the cost. What we hope to do at this point is leave from the Woburn, Burlington, whatever area, and we're giving some serious thought to taking the bus down 95 and try to meet some other place down further on 95 to accommodate the people that might be in the... There we go. So we'll be doing something like that. And depending on how many people drive down, I would suspect at this point that we'll probably have a full bus. In the event that between the people driving down and everything else, or seeming to go down their own van or whatever, if there's any room on the bus, then we'll make that available for anyone's spouses or friends or petting, whatever you want to bring. So. So we're trying to work on this as best we can. The bottom line is that everyone's going to have, you're either going to be on the bus or in a van, or again, if you're going down on your own, we'll try to accommodate any, spouses or anything if we have the space available. The next rehearsal will be a week from Tuesday at the normal spots, 7 Mile Church. And is Monday night the best night for you guys? The drum line?
It is. Yes.
Yeah. Is it available?
We're checking on a week-to-week status, so I'll have to let you know.
Okay. Okay. So why don't we leave it this way here, Drumline? There'll be a practice a week from Monday, and I'll post it on your site. How's that? Okay, we'll get it off to the Drumline, but there is a practice a week from Monday. We're not sure which church it's going to be at. Yes. Okay, that'd be great. Okay, then we'll tell you in the next day or two so you'll know when it is a week from Monday, okay? I gave you out the revised schedule because on that front page, if you have that white booklet we gave you, we've added a DCI show, and that's in Nashua, as you know, because we were learning the tune. it's a open class show that's got about 8 cores in it, so we thought it would be a good thing to do. We are also doing, it's not called the Buglers Hall of Fame, you saw it, probably seen it posted on Facebook, and I believe that's March 23rd, I didn't write it down, but it's a Saturday, it's at the same place as last year. Okay, I also let you know, as I said in my piece that I put together there on Facebook, we got an invite last week to do the DCA championships. The week before, 2 weeks ago, we got invited to do a standstill in Reading, Pennsylvania. So, as I said, people are really starting to recognize us, and people are really happy to have us. Maureen was telling me today that she was staying at the same hotel with the Hanover Lancers, and I think they were absolutely ecstatic about the fact that we were going to do this show in York, Pennsylvania. So. And they're obviously a very good core too, so I mean, just to have them wanting them to do us is quite a thing. So again, thanks everybody. We really appreciate it, and we're going to have a better and more exciting year this year. Okay, thank you.
Phil, we're doing the warm down now.